Close your eyes and focus on your breath. Maintain the intention to stay with the breath all the way in, all the way out. Each time the breath comes in, each time the breath goes out. And try to make the breath comfortable as a way of maintaining that intention. When there's a comfortable sensation of breathing in the body, you're more and more inclined to want to stay here. When the mind stays here, it gets to see itself clearly. When it's running around, it's like a jar of water. You stir it, and whatever mud there is in the water gets all filling the whole water. You can't see anything in the water at all. But if you let it sit still, then the mud settles down to the bottom, and you can see things clearly. And same with the mind. We have our greed, aversion, and delusion, but if you don't stir them up, you get a chance to see the mind more clearly. And this is good food for the mind, maintaining this intention. As the Buddha said, the mind feeds on four things. Feeds on physical food to keep the body going. Feeds on contact, it feeds on consciousness, and it feeds on intention. Contact is the kind of thing that comes and goes. It's like potato chips. It's the kind of food, you eat it and it doesn't really fill you up, and you eat more and more and more. You just get sick. And with your intentions, that's where you can really make a difference. You maintain good intentions, that's good solid food for the mind. This is what the whole path is all about, is setting up good intentions and carrying through with them. This feeds us. All the activities that the Buddha says are meritorious, are food for the mind. That's why he said the activity in and of themselves, the activities in and of themselves are happy. In fact, the word acts of merit, he says, is another name for happiness. You're happy in the intention before you even do them. Say you're going to come and be generous. The thought that you're going to be able to be generous, that feels good. You realize you have more than enough. You have enough to share, and you have the mind that wants to share. That's a spacious mind state. That's good food for your mind. The intention to observe the precepts. You want to live a life that's harmless. We live in this human world. There are lots of people doing harm, but we don't have to follow their example. We can have our own independent source of goodness inside, the principles we hold to. And the third one is developing thoughts of goodwill. When you have no ill will for anyone, or you don't wish anyone any ill. If people are misbehaving, you hope that they find a way of changing their ways. Because after all, what's going to make them happy? Your wish for them to be happy. It's not going to be enough for them to be happy. They have to create the causes of true happiness in their own thoughts, words, and deeds. So when you have goodwill for everybody, you're hoping that everybody will be skillful. Now, not everybody is going to follow in line with your wishes, which is why we develop equanimity as well. But the goodwill has to come first. When you do these things, the activities are happy. And afterwards, they give you good sustenance, keep the mind strong. So try to maintain these intentions. This is how you feed the mind. And it's food you don't have to take from outside. The food for the body you have to take from outside. Food for contact, you hope to get good contacts. But with intentions, you're the one who shapes the intentions. It's your choice. And you can fix your food well, or you can fix it poorly. It's up to you to decide what you want. It's totally within your power. So take this area and feed yourself well. When you feed yourself well in this way, it's not called gluttony, it's called being wise. Nourishing the things that need to be nourished inside. So that you have the strength to do what you know is right. This is a problem many of us have. We know what's right many times, but we don't know how we're going to find the strength to do it. Well, this is how you do it. You encourage good intentions in the mind, you feed on them. It becomes easier and easier and easier for the mind to do things that are skillful in all areas of life. So feed the mind well with your intentions. When you find a good intention, maintain it. If an unskillful intention comes up in the mind, you remind yourself you don't have to go with it. You have the choice. We're not totally compelled to follow our urges. If we had to follow our urges, there would have been no point in the Buddha's teaching. But there is a point. We can change our urges. We don't have to act on the unskillful urges. We can create good urges inside, good intentions inside, provide good food for ourselves. And we have more than enough for ourselves. We can share it with others through the goodness of our thoughts, words, and deeds. So feed the mind well.